But first, we continue to follow FEMA deciding to use the former American Hebrew Academy in Greensboro to train staff before they head out to Western North Carolina. Good evening, I'm Itanise McMiller. The vacant property being put to use is something that hasn't happened in the past 5 years. WFMY News 2's Joseph Leonard talked to neighbors about this change.
The former American Hebrew Academy seems to finally have found a new role. It's transforming into a training ground for FEMA workers dealing with disaster relief.
I'm thrilled that it's going to do something and not just be a building that you drive by every day and look at the security guard and think, wonder what they're doing in there.
This facility has sat vacant for years. The more than two dozen buildings, sports fields, and athletic center was once home to the American Hebrew Academy, but it shut down in 2019 due to financial struggles.
It's had lots of cars in the parking lot, and first we were hopeful with our migrants that we would be able to help them, and then that fell through, and then now at least we'll have FEMA training.
In 2023, the Biden administration planned to use it to house over 800 migrant children, but that never happened. Now the facility is finally finding a purpose. FEMA says new employees will train here before heading to the mountains to help.
So do you guys remember when, I'm sorry about my studio, I'm in a rest stop in Texas and it's cold. Do you remember when I told you that they would set up FEMA staging areas all the way around the New Madrid area? Turns out they are. And conveniently enough, this one right here in Greensboro, North Carolina, is located right next to an airport. How fortuitous is that? Because, you know, they have to set up a staging area in Greensboro, North Carolina, so they can train before they go help the people of Asheville. Do you know what that's called? Absolute, complete, and utter bullshit. So apparently FEMA is also setting up shop down in Texas. And once again, where they're setting up is right next to another airport. You catching what they're pitching here? But check this out. Michigan, North Carolina, and Texas. 1, 2, 3, all the way around the severe catastrophic damage area. Now, what do I think is going to happen here? Are they going to use HAARP? Are they going to use NEXRAD to set off the New Madrid? Have they already set explosives up? Are there underground, deep underground military bases that they're going to collapse? Or are they going to have something come hit us from Russia? A lot of people are talking about Russia right now, saying that we've used U.S. hypersonic missiles against Russia. I can't find any proof of that other than people making videos. So until I do, I'm not going to say anything. But France, the UK, and the US are now giving the Ukraine missiles to shoot at Russia. That's a world war. That's exactly what they're doing. This is really, really, really happening. And here's another fun thing. Suddenly, profits are surging at Avon Technologies. Do you know what Avon Technologies makes? They make chemical, biological, nuclear clothing protection for troops. You see this? You see all this? Yeah. These guys are straight up going for it, no two ways about it, and apparently it's actually reflecting in their budget, which means this wasn't just the drop of a hat. You see what I'm saying? Check this out.
Hi, I'm Timothy. I worked at the Pentagon and on the defense contracting side with companies like General Dynamics, so I'm typically love looking at the defense budget. World War III is going to start sometime this year and extend into 2024. It's pretty much confirmed in the budget of the U.S. government. Every year I go through these budget summaries and I look for essentially changes. Look for things that are odd or stand out. So this is last year's, and I recall that there was $766 billion planned for both 2022 and 2023. That's really odd when you have a 0% increase for a defense budget. But this year's budget plan has changed drastically. So we've got the fiscal year 2024 budget. I've pulled these defense numbers over here to this spreadsheet. Remember, they had planned a 0% increase for 2023, and around 2% is pretty normal for increase. They're planning a 10% increase on a multi-billion dollar budget for 2024.
So that dude messed up when he made his title. He meant 2024 to 2025, World War III. These guys are really doing this. This is really happening. It's freaking me out, but it is what it is. We've been waiting for this. Here it goes. The Deagle report was not inaccurate in any way whatsoever at all. This is actually coming to fruition. Now I gotta make this video quick because it's cold out. I don't even know if you can hear me or not. And I have to upload this. But here's another fun fact that's going on. They really are gonna pull the last card as well. They're gonna use everything. I've said this for years. When they go for this, they're going to use everything. Check out this UFO that showed up the other day over the Salton Sea in California, a place where not many people are at. I've been there many times, but nobody's out there. It's basically decimated. This is what a YouTuber or a TikToker or some such, I don't know, found.
Lots of excitement this week on the UAP front, what with all the Congress hearings. Lots of people from around the world are sending me UAP footage, and I did find this clip very fascinating. This was shot by Angel O. I'm going to read exactly what I was sent. They were hovering over the water about 6,000 feet for about 10 minutes or so. They were still for about 2 minutes before they started teleporting, disappearing, and reappearing. And there was zero sound, by the way. So, off I go to look up some satellite images. I did notice these uniquely positioned clouds. Now, that might sound silly, but if we see this footage taken in 2022, you'll notice a very talented cloud that seems to be transforming itself. It actually seems to be flying. So then I go and check out flight activity around the Salton Sea at the exact same time the lights were seen. And what a coincidence, a Super Hercules flying, not just normal flying, very dramatic and dynamic maneuvering. The question is, was the pilot doing a training exercise involving perhaps drones that might have special properties? Or was the pilot engaging with the UAPs, or even creating the UAPs? So many questions, and I will have a part two on this with some very interesting information. I'll see you in the comments. Take care. Hey.
So this woman had 300,000 followers on TikTok, and they took her down. They say she got hacked, and they never gave her a channel back, so she had to start another one. But what she is showing you is exactly 100% Project Bluebeam. These guys are ramping it up like I've never seen before. I mean, UFOs are now everywhere. I literally have a night vision camera pointed at the sky every single night for just this reason. And apparently, a very obvious one just flew through New York City.
All right, my friends, some of you may have seen this from last week over New York City. Take a look at this video that captures some sort of orb-looking UFO. By definition, unidentified flying object that is clearly not a bird or a bug. This thing is flying in way too much of a straight, perfect line for that to be possible. Now, if this video is in real speed, this would be too fast to be a drone also. At least drones I've seen. Now, it is possible that this could be a drone moving super fast. But again, if this video is in normal speed the way we have it, this looks a little too fast to be a drone.
That is super low, whatever that is. Well within our atmosphere. Stars.
So yeah, I caught this 3 days ago, 4 days ago. And the funny thing is I'm catching them all the time, and they're super, super low. And a crazy one that I caught was, I'm looking through the camera and I can see it moving along. And when I look at it with the naked eye, it doesn't seem to be moving fast at all. It's moving incredibly slow. But in the video, it's moving incredibly fast. I don't know what to make of that.
Okay, this dude is flying through the sky. I can see him. But through the night vision, it looks like he's not moving.
At any rate, you get my point. All hell is breaking loose from every single solitary angle. And I'm sorry to tell you that Trump is absolutely in on this. The Pentagon's budget, the Department of Defense's budget showing a 10% increase for 2025, they knew they were going to do this. We don't even know if any missiles are hitting Russia. It's just what they're telling us. You know what I'm saying? I've got people all around Russia, but I don't know if I have any subscribers in Russia. And if I do, they're not hitting me up. I really need to know what's going on out there. But here's the deal. The mainstream is presenting World War III. There you go. There you go. 2 months ago, what did I say?
...percent of the population, and then continue to move forward as we've done throughout history.
Well, to answer that young lady's question, why is the 99% allowing the 1% to change the rules, change laws, change the workplace, change how your children are raised in school? Because read and write and arithmetic's out the window. This is all an agenda to completely destroy America from the inside out. As far as people not having the balls, a lot of us have had the balls for the years. Some of us have been doing it for decades, trying to warn people about what was coming. I remember back 10 years ago telling people that transgenderism was declared a mental disorder by John Hopkins. You can cut it off, but it doesn't change anything. It's all in here. At any rate, it's an agenda. It's to destroy the country. It isn't a coincidence that every single country is suddenly being overrun with angry Islamic folks wearing masks and hoods and carrying metal weapons while the police stand and watch. And when one of the citizens point out these Islamic people walking around armed, they're arrested. It's an agenda. They're looking for World War III or Civil War 2024 worldwide. There's your answer. I wish this girl was single when I was still handsome, but it is what it is.
I made that video from my house, which means I made that video in August. That's how long these guys have been telegraphing that they're going to do this. Well, they're getting ready to do this. Get your house in order any way you possibly can. Any way you possibly can. I spent 15 years embarrassing myself, making myself the butt of jokes, conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat. Well, I'll tell you what. When you're trying to predict the new world order taking over the entire world at once, sometimes your timeline is off, but it's on. Get your spiritual house in order. Hit your knees. Ask God to help you and ask God to guide you. Richie from Boston, I'm out.